Hey guys, welcome again. Sorry for the late podcast this week. I was a bit busy with my exams. So as I said in my previous video that I'd be coming with another video of reviewing my MacBook. So here it is, and let's get started right away. My MacBook Pro 2017 review. I have purchased MacBook in 2018, and since then it has been with me constantly whenever I needed it. Before that, I was using Windows laptop. It wasn't so great. The trackpad was not great. The seamlessness was not there. It might be because I was using an i3 Intel chip processor, whereas my MacBook has i5 with 8GB of RAM. Although it's a base model, so coming to that in the later part of the podcast. Coming to the design, it has squared off edges, which personally I love. The build quality is as good as it gets. Apple has pretty good name in product quality, so no problem there. The one complaint I would like to make is the laptop gets heated pretty high if you are performing a certain heavy task, say like editing a video or coding. Although it's a heat dissipating laptop, though if you are working on your laptop by placing it on your lap, your lap gets too hot and too quickly. So you just keep that in mind whenever you use it. The specs on my MacBook is it comes with i5 with 8GB of RAM and 256GB of storage. It's a pretty basic one. It's the starting model, because I have personally taken an external hard drive, because 256GB is of course less for a laptop. I did not take the one with a touch bar because I thought it was useless to have it until I have some need of it. And I was right. The function keys are way more useful, and hearing some of my friends, the touch bar kinds of hang once in a while and freezes for some time, so it doesn't work properly, and it has a success ratio of, I would say, 85% to 90%. But yeah, that's me. Some of my friends love it and they like to use it. The laptop also comes with backlit keyboard, which is great if you have a habit, just like me, to work at night with dim lights. So but keep in mind, though, it strain your eyes though, so refrain using any technological products in night, you know. So to know more about a healthy lifestyle, follow me, because I have a lineup of some good videos related to lifestyle, fashion and grooming, in which I will be covering topics like how to use your technological products so that they could not affect you and your mental conditions. Because you see, social media has its pros and cons. I believe there are more pros than cons, but I would like to also say that the cons are pretty much an intense one. So we should know how to use our technological products and when to refrain from using it. So just follow me, and I have some pretty good videos to come up with. So until the next video, goodbye, peace, and stay protected.